The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Florida Department of Health, Escambia County.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola's expert panel. I don't know if we're going to get a white Christmas here or not. Probably not, but we got a little Bing anyway, just to get into the spirit.
I would say not likely unless you're going to the beach and you're on the white sand.
There you go. That is Marie Mont. She is with me this morning from the Florida Department of Health of Escambia County. Welcome, Marie. Are you in the holiday spirits yet?
Oh, I love this time of year, except for when it gets cold. I actually like the warm weather.
I'm with you, sister. For sure. I like today. It's supposed to be 70-something today, but then this weekend it's going down to the 30s again.
I know. You don't have to say that part out loud.
Oh,
but
I know.
I think it does get people into the holiday spirit.
True.
So if you're somebody that likes cold weather, then this weekend apparently is for you and not for me.
Yes, me, either one of us. We'll be out on the beach. That's where we want to be. Well, it's all about health, right? So I suspect these changing temperatures probably aren't that great in terms of colds and taking care of ourselves and that kind of thing. I mean, this is definitely a time with the stress of shopping and running around and all the things that we do. I know myself, I'm probably not too good at taking care of my own health. I'm so busy doing all these other things.
And that's a really good point. And I hadn't really thought about that for today. But that's, you know, stress management and self-care are probably one of the best gifts you can give yourself and your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they need you to take care of them and you haven't taken care of yourself, then you're not up to the task. So definitely don't feel bad about doing those things that will help keep you healthy and safe as we go through the holidays and start into the new year.
So with the Florida Department of Health, I'm aware of you. I know that you're there. I've only had to use a couple of services over the years, but maybe someone that's tuning in this morning that really doesn't know what y'all do. Talk a little bit about the services you provide and what you do in the community. Kind of give a little background on the department itself.
Okay. Well, let me start with, you know, some very basic stuff. Our main facility is located at 1295 West Fairfield Drive in Pensacola. We do have a couple of other satellite facilities that provide different public services, but they're not quite as big as the Fairfield operation. That's where you're going to come for most of our services. Our other locations are what we call the Northside facility, and that is on Old Palafox Road, kind of in the Ensley area, just south of the big Walmart on 29. And then 1300 West Gregory Street downtown Pensacola is our other kind of location. That is mostly our environmental health team down there, and then kind of some of our office operations, business, and things like that. So those are our three main locations, but probably the best thing to do to find out more about who we are and what we do and things like that is to visit our website, which is escambia.floridahealth.gov. You can also just Google Escambia Health. We have another web domain, escambiahealth.com, that will point you to our website if it's easier to remember that one. And then we're on what we used to call Twitter, now X, at Healthy Escambia.
Are you on Facebook, too?
So we are not on Facebook.
But on X, okay.
But yes, Twitter. The Florida Department of Health, I believe, has a Facebook page that does curate a lot of information statewide. So that's a good thing, too. So you can search on Facebook for and Instagram for the Florida Department of Health.
What are some of the services that you all provide that maybe we could take, someone like me can take advantage of, or these, you know, I don't, like I said, I'm not that familiar with all the different things that you do.
So many services. And I kind of did want to highlight a lot of these because I have an awesome team of health department staff. I mean, I want to say public health professionals, and in a way we are, but we are a wide variety of people with a wide variety of backgrounds, from our environmental health specialists, to our school health nurses, to our clinic staff, to our health educators.
Wow.
And then the people that keep us all up and running and all the wheels greased and things are in our fiscal department and our facilities team and our IT department. So,
wow. Yeah. I don't have a big idea. I mean, I've heard of little things here and there that you do, but this is sounding very comprehensive.
Yeah. We have a lot of community health programs, outreach, a Healthy Start nurses, and
I am familiar with Healthy Start. I have heard about that.
Like I said, so many things, so many.
Well, what would you like to talk about today, Marie?
So many. I do have this little list of things that I've touched on, but before we get into that, I do want to remind folks that we are going to be closed with all the other state of Florida offices on December 23rd, December 24th, and December 25th, and then on December 31st, New Year's Eve, and January 1st, New Year's Day. So
mark your calendars.
Mark your calendars. Pretty much any state of Florida offices are going to be closed that day. So
the government offices especially. So if you have anything or services that you need, you'd want to touch base with them this week, really.
Yeah, come in this week. And then next week, Thursday and Friday only. And then the week of New Year's, we're open Monday, Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, it's tough when these holidays fall in the middle of the week. It's very hard to plan around that.
So, it's nice to be able to have that time with your family and loved ones as well. So, we're trying to make sure we're covering the folks that need our help before then, so that they can spend that time with their family and loved ones too.
So prevention is important, right? Being smart and getting the vaccines, getting the things that you need to get done.
So definitely come in this week if you need health department services, birth certificates, death certificates, doctor's visits, WIC services.
Do you do the vaccines, those kinds of services too, or flu shots or anything like that? Or is that something that has to be done through your primary?
Yes and no. You can get a lot of vaccines, immunization services, a lot of places. So definitely talk to your doctor and make your decisions about that, and then they'll direct you where you need to go.
So what are some of the things that you hear now that people come to you now during the holidays, during December, this season? Are there anything that stands out? I'm asking her tough questions.
No, right? That is a tough question. So I think people are often caught up in the rush of the season that,
right.
I think the thing that stands out is going back to where you started with the stress management and taking right. care of yourself.
Right. Health. Good health.
And I know a lot of people talk about, in the new year, they're going to start doing new things, and that's great, but you can start now, so you don't have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
And if you miss January 1st for some reason, there's no reason that you can't do something on January 5th.
Correct. I don't even try for January 1st anymore.
It's never.
I give myself a couple days.
Never too late.
That's right.
Or too soon to start doing something to get your health in a better state and to take care of yourself.
Right. Well, you had mentioned that y'all provide all the different certificates, birth certificates, death certificates, those kinds of things. And it is the end of the year, and it is time to kind of, we just had West Florida cremations that we're talking about, making preparations ahead of time. And this probably isn't a bad time of year, once you get past that holiday, to take a look. If you've got a week or two off before the new year starts, to look at your paperwork, look at what you have. Is it current? Is it something, can you get it organized and filed and that kind of thing? So it's probably not a bad time to kind of do an inventory of all of the important paperwork that you need.
That's a great idea. And if you do find that you need a birth certificate or a death certificate, you can, if you were born, if this is a Florida person, born or died in Florida, then those are issued through the Department of Health. And you can come in and get one of those, or you can go to our website. And especially if you're looking for something from another state, there's a link on our website to Vital Check, which is kind of a clearinghouse or service that works with all states to get their certificate. So, Vital Check.
So if you do have a question, we are talking with Marie Mott. She is with the Florida Department of Health, and she's a health officer, so she's got a plethora of information for us this morning. You can always text in your question at 850-437-1620.
And then, so yeah, you can come in and get birth certificates if you need those. You know, I always try to keep a copy of those kind of things, you know, in a file folder where I can grab and go if I need to be prepared to take care of business in a flash. But
it happens. It is the strangest things. They'll ask you for that kind of information. They want documentation.
So, yep. So it's always good to have one of those. If you don't, we're happy to help you with that. Other things we've got going on, nothing really this month because it's getting close to the end of the year and people are out of town and things like that. But we do have several kinds of health classes and outreach classes that we provide in the health department for the community. And we talked a little bit about some of these the last time, I think.
Go ahead and review some of these because these are so helpful.
Chronic disease self-management program and our diabetes prevention program are two of our big ones.
Are these free?
They are free.
Well, that's right in and of itself a reason to attend.
Yeah, they're open to the public. I don't have dates on when our new classes start in the new year, but you can give us a call at 316-2754 or 316-2756. That's 316-2754 or 316-2756. Both of those are 850. And somebody can take your information and they'll get you hooked up with one of our next classes for chronic disease or diabetes prevention. So, and just to kind of go over what chronic disease self-management program is, it is it's a kind of a cohort-based or group-based education program where you're with other people who are managing chronic diseases and you talk about and learn how to skills on how to self-manage chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, high blood pressure, even mental health conditions. And they do that through talking about things like healthy eating, physical activity, problem solving, and action planning, which is, I think, where a lot of people kind of get stuck. You can learn about nutrition and you can learn about exercise, but then figuring out how to take what you know and put it into play.
There's a big gap there between what I know up here and what I need to do.
So, right. And these groups are awesome because they bounce these ideas off of each other and they share things that have worked for them. And so it's
probably
really,
becomes kind of a support group too.
It's kind of like
sharing
that.
Ideas and things you can do. Mm-hmm. So who leads those classes typically?
We have a team of health educators and registered dietitians that lead these types of classes. So, and they've gone through extra training in addition to their background training, their college education and certifications and things like that, with these programs that are nationwide programs.
So, where are they held typically?
Usually we hold them in our Fairfield Drive facility. Sometimes they do have some that are scheduled out in other locations. I know in the past they've gone to like the public libraries. And worked with them on locations and things like that. So once the 2025 schedule is published, we'll see what the plans are for the upcoming classes early in the year. They usually kind of go in cycles two or three or four times a year, depending on which program it is.
Well, that makes sense. When you come back next time, we'll get the specifics of the 2025 schedule once it's announced and everything. That'll be great.
Yeah, I was hoping they'd have all that finalized before this show, but they're still working on some things. So we'll have more to talk about on that coming up.
That'll work. So what are some of the other services that you do provide for the community?
We've talked a little bit in the past about our WIC services, but we haven't talked about them in a while. I probably should have them come in as a guest.
Oh, that'd be great.
Our WIC program is our Women, Infants, and Children Special Supplemental Nutrition Program.
WIC is Women, Infant, and Children.
Yep, WIC is Women, Infants, and Children. It was a program that was started in the 70s by some pediatricians who were worried about their patients, basically kind of nutritional status. So, mm-hmm. So the program was started to make sure that they were getting access to quality nutritional foods. It's kind of expanded into, it comes with education and assessment and access to things like breastfeeding support, which is so important for early nutrition development. So we have a breastfeeding program with peer counselors and a lactation consultant. And they will provide loaner breast pumps to clients when they're ready to go back to work if they're breastfeeding so that they can pump milk. The food is always important. You get some really, really good food.
Food advice.
Well, food advice and actual access to food. You get an EBT card with items on there based on, because this is for children up to the age of 5. So somebody who is 7 or 8 months old and just getting on to solid foods and learning how to eat, eats different things and needs different amounts than somebody who's 4 years old and is eating everything in sight.
Right. When you think about it, I mean, you would think that we would have classes for people that are about to have children. Most of us, I think, learn from our parents or our families or our friends. But how important would this be for someone, especially a new mother, someone that maybe doesn't have that support system to educate them on the right kind of nutrition for a baby? You don't want to be handing them candy bars. I mean, there's a lot of things that we assume people know, but I would imagine there's a lot of folks that don't know what to do.
Right. And this starts even before the baby is born. So this is also education and access for the mom to support a healthy pregnancy with good nutrition and education so that she knows what to expect moving forward and how to start breastfeeding and how to support that. And, you know, I mean, there's just so many nuances, and there's really highly educated, knowledgeable staff that are there to help you through these steps as you move through pregnancy, being the mom of a newborn, having the baby start to grow.
Right, because when do you switch from the bottle to solid foods? All those, there's a kind of a progression of things that you have to do. Well, if you don't know, you don't know.
And the doctor's offices provide that education too, and you see the doctor frequently with a young infant, but as they get further apart, older, those visits get further apart, and sometimes it's not so easy to get access to the doctor. So the WIC program kind of supports that on a more, easily accessible.
If someone wanted to sign up for that, or you know somebody that would benefit from it or would be eligible, what would they need to do? Just go to your website and find that page on WIC?
Do you have a page on our website? They also have a little. Chat bot that comes up on the website. Oh.
Well, that could be helpful too, because you could ask a specific question. And speaking of questions, while Marie's looking for that, we are at News Radio 92.3. This is Pensacola's expert panel. I have Marie Mott. She is with the Florida Department of Health, Escambia County. And if you have a question about health or anything you should be thinking about this holiday season, you can text that in at 850-437-1620.
Okay, so anyway, go back to our WIC program. Oh, that chat bot keeps popping up. The phone number here is, I'm going to repeat it a couple of times because I always transpose the numbers, and that's why I wanted to make sure I got it to the
website. Good, good.
850-595-6670. Okay. 595-6670 is a direct line to our WIC program, and somebody there can talk to you and find out. There are a few qualifications in terms of income, but it's not as low as you think. So there are a lot of working families who can still qualify for WIC services and benefits, and it's really nice to be able to get a little chunk taken out of your grocery bill
get
WIC groceries.
So. I mean, having a child is definitely an added expense to your budget, no question about that. So that is helpful. And a lot of folks right now in this economy are still working. It's not that they're not working. So this isn't just a handout, but this is an assistance, really, to help somebody through this transition from being an independent person to now having a child to take care of.
So, right. And that's where that name comes back. The original, statutory name was the Women, Infants, and Children Special Supplemental Nutrition Program.
Woo, that's a mouthful.
So we just call it WIC, but that's what it is, program. A Special Supplemental Nutrition Program. So they do provide a little bit of help, and it can make a big difference in a family. And the benefits are per child the mom can get some too if she's pregnant or is recently delivered or for as long as she's breastfeeding, can get some support as well. So food for mom, food for kids.
It's huge because now you're going to be, it's really preventative down the road because this way they're starting out healthy.
Right.
So as they're growing and evolving into little people, they are actually getting the nutrition that they need rather than not getting the nutrition, which takes you down a whole other road of illness and sickness and just all kinds of things.
Yep.
So this is a great thing.
So that's awesome. And I spent way more time on WIC than I had planned on.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay. Well,
what would you like to talk about? What else?
So we've also, I talked a little bit about breastfeeding and WIC, but we do have monthly breastfeeding classes. So that schedule is also being finalized for 2025. And if even if you're an experienced nursing mom or you're a new nursing mom, this is a great group where, again, a lot of things are shared. And we usually have a lactation consultant lactation consultant is the word I'm looking for, I guess, and they're helping and giving some advice as well. So that's important. We also have some other healthy baby classes coming up in 2025 besides breastfeeding. So keep an eye on our website as these things start to come online, and we'll have those up and ready for you.
And the website is the escambia.floridahealth.gov.
Correct. escambia.floridahealth.gov. So, and then one more thing to touch on for making a new year, new you, healthier start is our tobacco cessation classes.
Oh, there you go. That's important.
So, yeah, that's another great thing. If people are wanting to look into quitting smoking this year, again, never too soon, never too late to make a change in tobacco use in your life. So Tobacco Free Florida in Escambia County is the program that we have through at the health department. And there are multiple ways that you can access Tobacco Free Florida education and support. There are in-person classes if you like to be in a group and talk and share with people. So those are done in partnership with AHEC, Health Education Center.
Okay. And, you know, people don't realize how important it is to have support when you're giving up something that you're addicted to. Obviously, nicotine is an addiction. It's not a moral issue. I mean, you get to a point where you have to smoke. And so having that support, finding tools, ways, things, and then nutrition again, things that you can eat and drink that are going to support your withdrawal. Nicotine is a powerful drug. And it takes a lot to give that up. I know people have been trying to quit for years. And so having that extra help, having a group you can talk to, Tobacco Free Florida, I know, offers a lot of different services and classes, that kind of thing. And I'm very proud to be tobacco free myself today, but I've been for a long, long time. But yeah, I do recall it wasn't easy. It was a long time ago that I quit, but it's not an easy process.
And congratulations. And every day counts. And every day
it's been a long time now. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. Way, way, way long. But there's still, I see them out there. They're still out in the parking lot smoking. I see people all the time.
But so, yeah, we have the in-person classes. There are online resources, text to quit and virtual type classes that you can access. I'm trying to think. I feel like there was another one I'm missing, but you can get some counseling, some resources, I think, for nicotine patches.
That was my question. Do you all offer those? Because those can be very expensive, or possibly coupons for those kinds of things.
They can. So probably the best thing to do, I'm looking for the best phone number for our Tobacco Free Florida, is 850-316-2770. And our prevention and quit specialist can help you find the way that you will work best for you to quit. So,
well, having that extra support is huge. That's a great, great service to offer people.
And it's important. They really recognize that different avenues work better for different, everybody has their preferences for learning and support. And some people just want somebody they can text whenever. And some people like to be in with a group, and some people want to just get on the web and learn at their own pace. So it's all out there available.
Well, we've talked about quite a few things. We've got the health classes coming up in January, which will cover chronic diseases and diabetes prevention, that kind of thing. You've also mentioned the WIC program and given out some numbers for that. And of course, tobacco free. So all of the above will be a portent of having a great new year in 2025 if you can take advantage of some of these services that are offered here at the Florida Department of Health, Escambia County.
Again, you can find all of that and more at escambia.floridahealth.gov. Remember, we are closed the 23rd, 24th, 25th, 31st, and January 1st.
All right.
Have a happy, healthy holiday, new year.
Every
2025.
Yes, you too, Marie. Thanks so much for coming in. Marie Mont with the Florida Department of Health. And again, have a wonderful day today, and we'll be back again at 9 tomorrow with Pep Talk.